Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 166. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. Maybe as sometimes an example of what not to do. if you want to be successful in any kind of meaningful way in this capitalist system that we are enslaved to, I'm not necessarily the most successful at navigating that, but I am doing my best and sharing what I've got. And in this episode, I am talking about some reorganization that I've done early on in the week. I finally got the Photoshop beta that has the generative fill AI functionality. I finally got that to work all of last week. For whatever reason, it wasn't working, but I got it to work this week. And talking about that, I'm going to talk about my thoughts on the new Max app, streaming app, which was formerly HBO Max. I'm also talking a little bit about my sleep schedule, how that's changed, some UGC updates, some mental health updates, an upcoming group art show that I will be participating in that I mentioned that I might be. I got accepted to that group show during this week, so I'm going to talk about that. And as always, at the end of every episode, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for. So let's get into this episode. As I mentioned, I'm doing a lot of refreshing, reorganizing of how and where I keep track of stuff. I've kind of been doing that in general over the past, 6 months, maybe the past year, changing how I produce this show, changing how I use my phone for a lot more things, my notes app, my calendar, my to-do app, all that stuff. I used to use whiteboards a lot more than I do now. And I've made some more changes, transferring some of that stuff digital. I basically have a giant whiteboard that I use for a few different things. So one of the main things I use this whiteboard for is to help me produce the top five show that I do on Sundays, where I rank movies in a variety of categories. And because I'm watching a lot of movies and trying to decide how to rank them, which top five, while I need something to visually look at, and then also I needed the ability to kind of easily move titles around and shift things and reorganize things very easily. So I have this whiteboard that's magnetic. And then I got these magnetic whiteboard strips that I will use to write down the titles of all the movies. And as I watch them, I put them on the whiteboard in order. Right, I have the top five list, and then I have kind of the honorable mentions category, and then I have all of the movies that I need to watch. And it allows me, it makes it so much easier. It's something that I really couldn't do. It would be so much more even cutting and pasting on a notes app or something like that would be, just wouldn't work as easily as it does for this whiteboard. So that was one of the main reasons I got that. This whiteboard specifically for that. And then the other side of that whiteboard is I have the contact paper for the artwork that I make. When I take pictures of my artwork, as you see on my social media, it has like this marble kind of a look to it. And that's just contact paper that I put over the whiteboard on the other side of the whiteboard. And then I use these magnetic clips to hold the artwork, and then I can, because they're magnets, I can kind of shuffle them around to make sure they're centered in my frame of my camera so that I can make sure I shoot everything in frame at the same. Makes it so much easier for photographing every Friday, the 7 new paintings I do. So that's on the other side of it. It's magnetic and works great to photograph all of my artwork, which you can see I've been using that for a year or two now. So the other side, that's the whiteboard I have, part of it was the top five. And then I also had like running lists of things for potential episodes for top five. So I had franchises, right? I had franchises that were less than five movies. So these would be franchises of movies that I would review on Wednesdays, as I do reviews in like a series. So Magic Mike is a franchise that I've done. I'm doing Avatar. The second Avatar movie will be next Wednesday. I've done a lot of different franchises or even directors that have only had a few films, like Alex Garland and such. So I have had a list of franchises and directors of groups of movies that are less than five. And I have another list of franchises and things that are more than five. And those are franchises that are potential episodes for Sunday, my top five episode. So just so I have an idea of ones that I want to watch. So when thinking of what I would like to watch for the week coming up and seeing also how many of those movies are actually available, because sometimes that dictates what franchise or what episode I'll do, try to find something where the majority of these movies are available. And having that visually laid out used to be kind of a benefit, but I didn't really look at it as much as possible. So I had lists of franchises, different kind of types of episodes, like maybe anthology series that I might want to do for top five, like Black Mirror or Twilight Zone, Hitchcock, things like that. And then directors and actors that I'd like to do top fives. So it's like a list of potential top five episodes. So I put all of those things into notes on my notes app, which I use for so much stuff. I use it for the scripts for all these episodes. I use it for, you know, things in reference to the live events that I do. I have notes based on, like, I have budgets. I have notes for recipes. I have notes for how to make, like, home cleaners and things like that. Like, I have so many, like, my use of my notes app on my phone, and which I can access on my tablet, my laptop, all those things, has been, I've exploded in how much I use that for. There's folders and it's all organized and all that stuff. So I added those, all of those potential episode ideas into a notes app so that I can write down upcoming events that I need to keep an eye on. Because, you know, doing live events, there's nothing during the summer aside from this group show. But I want to make sure that I don't overlook events that are coming up, especially when they start coming up at the end of this year, beginning of next year, where it's like kind of the big time to do these events before they kind of die off before summer again. So keeping track of that is way more important to have a visual of that. I also added a second area for another top five, so I could be working on two top fives at the same time, which I've been doing more of lately, especially when I have to prepare for these live events. I try to get ahead of things, and one of the ways I'm able to get ahead is to watch a bunch of movies for different top five episodes and get those kind of banked, so I'm not having to watch so many movies if it's a week that I have to prepare for an event. So reorganizing that whiteboard, getting things that I need to have visually available at all times that I can just look at and know, you know, what events are coming up, when they're coming up, when to like start looking to apply for them. So upcoming events, which I also have in my calendar, which I also have notes, but I wanted to have like something that I can just look over and be like, okay, I have this coming up. I have this. So doing that, And then also now I can have, it's a lot easier to just add ideas and stuff to the notes app versus writing it on this board and having to keep it organized and all that stuff. So doing some organization on that, like I started this week kind of feeling, because I've been depressed, I've been kind of just barely getting things done. The beginning of this week, for whatever reason, I had like energy and felt like, okay, I'm starting fresh. Let's do this. Let's like get everything reorganized. Let's get this stuff started. And that kind of didn't last very long. Like I got that one thing done and then everything else kind of fell apart for the week, which I'll get into that. Also, Photoshop, the generative fill thing, obviously, I'm sure people are very aware of that. I have been tortured by seeing everybody using this new feature for like a week or two. And for whatever reason, I downloaded the beta Photoshop that has that feature, but it wasn't working for some reason. And the only thing I could see that why I wasn't able to do it is because my age wasn't verified. Like it didn't know that I was over 18, and I could not for the life of me find where to change my age anywhere. Nowhere. And the beginning of this week, I was like, okay, I'm going to figure out, I'm going to spend a day if I have to contact tech support, whatever I need to do to find out where I need to go to change my birth date so it knows I'm over 18. But thankfully, I don't know what it is. I think I restarted my computer. Maybe it was an update, something, but I went and it worked. So this past week, I used it for a few things. I used it for the backgrounds of some of the episodes, like the background behind me was used. I generated the background for this episode as well as Swipe Up using DALL-E 2, a mixture of DALL-E 2 and Photoshop's generative fill. Also, the Magic Mike's Last Dance episode that I did yesterday, Friday's episode, the lower half, if you look at that, the legs below the catch, the tagline of the final tease in the poster, where it shows Selma Hayek's legs and Channing Tatum's legs, that's generative fill from Photoshop. So I'm like looking forward to that, like the ability to use, to generate things using AI within Photoshop, as well as using just AI image generating platforms that exist already, like DALL-E 2, really opens things up. So you don't, like, instead of having to get stock photos of things or pulling images just from Google searches, which I never really like doing, like being able to use kind of free and just manipulating those images, I enjoy that. So it's going to open things up for me to do just little things a lot easier. And I've been using Photoshop since, like, for 30 years I've been using Photoshop. It, surprisingly, 30 years. I was very young when I first started using Photoshop, and it was a very basic application at the time. Like, it was just, you had some brushes, very few things you could do. But I, you know, I was a loner, and my mom got into graphic design for, like, a little bit, so I had access to it. And then there were some classes in high school that, like, I knew everything already. But I've been using Photoshop forever, and I know how to use it. I know how to do all of these things, like, long form, by hand, if I had to. So it's very cool and interesting to have this added tool of AI and how Photoshop and Adobe is, like, integrating this into their software. So it's been a lot of fun. I've used it a little bit here and there. And I'll probably use it for, as I do more UGC stuff, which is really dried up this past week. But just being able to, like, remove certain things and clean up images a little easier, it just makes it easier to kind of get stuff done in a way that I wasn't able to do before. So Very interesting with that. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking for the perfect gift for that art lover in your life? Look no further than inspiredisorder.com. Our gift cards can be used to purchase original artwork from The Many Faces, a collection of over 2,000 original abstract ink portraits. These one-of-a-kind pieces make for a truly unique and meaningful gift. But that's not all. Our gift cards can also be used to purchase high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring these amazing paintings. Plus, if the recipient is a fan of The Ray Taylor Show, they can use the gift card to purchase merchandise from the show as well. So why wait? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com and purchase a gift card today. Your loved one will be sure to appreciate the thought and creativity behind such a unique gift. Thank you for considering inspireddisorder.com for all of your gift needs. And now, back to the show. Also, I set up my UGC portfolio on my website and YouTube page, playlist, and I used the generative fill to do that. Like the infusion kit that I forgot to edit into last week's episode. The thumbnail, the YouTube thumbnail for that was partially created by Dolly and generative fill on Photoshop, which is kind of crazy. I really like it, so I'm glad that's finally working. Also, the new Max app, that formerly HBO Max, not a fan. I mean, I love HBO, great movies. The Turner Classic Movie section, there's a lot of movies that are like Criterion movies, so like classic films, which helps when I feel like I want to watch and review a movie that I've never seen, a classic film that I've never seen. So it gives you access to a lot of Criterion films without subscribing to the Criterion channel, which I have in the past. But now that they've merged with Discovery, it is just flooded with garbage reality TV. So it's so hard to find HBO shows, new movies. Like, there's new reality shows coming out, episodes coming out every day. So it's like the featured section is just flooded with reality TV. It is just, and the organization of stuff is just, it's painful. It is painful. I'm not happy with it. But I'm glad that, you know, it exists. I'm glad that hopefully I'm sure they're going to charge more when my subscription ends up. I paid for the year, which I don't know if I'd be able to afford that when that comes up, whenever that comes up. But yeah, not happy with the merger for a lot of other reasons too. The app is, it's a pain to find things that I want to watch, like sifting through the flood of garbage reality TV. But also the CEO of the company is kind of a garbage person as well. So I don't know. Not happy with that, but at least it still works. Like, the app still works. They haven't gotten rid of more things since they initially got rid of a bunch of stuff. So we'll see what happens, especially with the writer strike going on. Who knows? It's a very big up in the air, but kind of a bummer to see what happened to the app. My sleeping schedule, because it's the summertime, I'm no longer have to wake up early. My roommate has a kid that I take to school in the morning, most mornings. And because of summer break, I'm actually sleeping in, and it's so clear that I'm a night person. Like, I've never been good at getting up early, and I got used to, especially now that I'm not drinking, I got used to kind of getting to sleep at a good time so that I can get enough sleep to wake up early, but still hated getting up early. But now, like, I love staying up late. Like, being up late when everybody else is, it's dark out, it's cooler out, things are quieted down, there's not things going on, people up and around. I love being up late. So that's kind of been nice, to stay up late and just be able to at least try to sleep in. I haven't really done that great at being able to sleep in, but definitely not having to wake up. It's weird how just an hour or two difference, how much of a difference that makes. But yeah, UGC stuff. Really dried up. Like after the few things I had to do this past week, had to take a couple selfies, got those approved and just been applying to stuff. There one hasn't been a lot of stuff to apply to. And usually it takes, you know, one out of every 10 things you apply to, they'll approve you. So it's been, I don't know if it's the platform itself is just not getting a lot of brands. I don't know if things are changing with that, but it's like kind of a bummer because it was doing really well. I'm like, yes, I will be able to. I was thinking like, not only am I going to be able to like survive through the summer doing this, but like maybe I'll be able to like actually start saving money. But now it's just like, I don't have anything. Like I have only one thing I've been approved for as of my recording, and it's a wedding ring that I have to buy. So I have to spend like $140 on it, and I'm only going to get $15 because it's just a selfie with it, which is the easiest thing to do. It's super easy money, and I get reimbursed for buying this thing. And the intention will be that I can resell it, so hopefully be able to make money off of reselling it. But it's still like I'm spending $150 to hopefully do this thing to get $15 in the future and then hopefully sell the ring. And so it's like, I don't know. It's still working, and hopefully I will be able to find new ways to bring in more UGC work outside of Join Brands. But I did get my portfolio set up on my website, which I'm happy about, which you can see at inspireddisorder.com/UGC. There's also a link to hire me if you are a brand and want to hire me to do any of these things. I can do that. I need to figure out some packages for businesses to select to hire me to do these things. Which I'll use, ChatGPT to help me kind of figure out pricing structures and all those things. And I'll be able to, like, not only do packages for UGC, but I can also integrate Photoshop work, graphic design work, which I've done in the past. If people want to sponsor the show, like, it's going to be a bigger thing with different packages based on different things, because I have a lot of opportunities and for people, for businesses to spend money with me to do help promote their stuff. So I got that big step as far as just getting everything uploaded and posted and kind of designed on my website, and then the next steps adding all that other stuff. Because I've been depressed, I have been watching America's Got Talent again, which is a show that I really love and is a show that kind of I use to kind of hack my brain. It's kind of a way to treat my depression in a way, right? Because I experiencing inspiration, I get like cry, I get tears of joy, right? Knowing the certain hormones and neurotransmitters that are involved when seeing those things, those positive things, right? That's I've been kind of watching the show as a way to try and help my mood, which really hasn't helped. I've probably been the most depressed this week than I've been. It seems like it's been the past month. So knowing that I've been talking about it seems like 4 or 5 episodes now. This was definitely the most depressed I've been. And it's just I think part of it is like all of these things kind of drying up. It's like every time I think there's going to be like something's working, something's finally working, something's going in the positive direction, it always falls way short of what I'm hoping for and then ends up almost disappearing. And it's such a bummer how regularly that happens. And I think because of that, it's been a really rough week. So yeah, my mental health update, still depressed. Like I didn't want to do anything. Like I was seriously just considering not doing the show this week. I didn't really want to paint, although the painting stuff really wasn't a big deal. Like, I'm so, when I paint, it's so easy to just, like, it doesn't always take me that long to do the 7 paintings. I think the past couple weeks, I've gotten all 7 paintings done in, like, in less than 2 hours. So it's not a big time commitment doing that. And then editing the stuff the next day really doesn't take that long either. But with the show, the Ray Taylor show, I've like really, I was like, man, I mean, part of me was like contemplating just not doing the show, which I've had ideas of that before. Also, maybe scaling things back, right? And which I have decided to do. So, just finished doing the recaps of both Ted Lasso and Dave. So, there's no show this week on Tuesday, which is the first week I've ever not had a show on every single day come out every single day, which I'm fine with. After years of doing this show, producing these shows, I'm okay with it. But on top of that, I've decided to take a break from doing Thursday's show, which is Swipe Up, which is a show that started out as me experimenting, just scrolling through Instagram while I screen record it and just kind of riff on posts that I see. And then it turned into more of a produced show where I selected the posts throughout the week and decided on which posts that I would talk about. And then it turned into more of me commenting on news stories as kind of a replacement for me just venting that I like stuff that I used to just use Twitter for. And what I've realized is that that show is by far the largest source of negativity that I receive online, and like all kinds of negativity. I mean, it's so varied when it comes from right wing people, anywhere from literal death threats to like just people disagreeing and making up things to disagree about. People wanting to like argue but have no basis for their arguments. But it's just like every time I see, like if I go on YouTube or go on TikTok, every once in a while Instagram, it's just Instagram, you don't really get organic. People don't see things organically on Instagram anymore. But on YouTube and TikTok, because of my like social clips that I do for every episode, 3 clips for every episode, I knew that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, those are the days that I release clips of Swipe Up. Every time if I go to YouTube or if I go to TikTok and I see that there's comments, I know, like I already know it's going to be hate. I know it's going to be people hating. I say, oh no, I literally will say, oh no, here we go. Right. And even producing the show, I know it's like I'm going to be pissing off the Elon Musk fans in this story. I'm going to have to hear about the Trump supporters. I'm going to hear about the people that are pro slavery I can predict the hate I'm going to get. And then when I see it, like I'm not seeing anything I don't expect them to. Obviously, sometimes it's way more extreme than I'm expecting. And it's like, I don't know how childish, I don't know how to take the things that people are being said, but it is always negative. And because of that, and because I'm already depressed, like, that's like the worst thing. So I'm taking a break from Swipe Up. Whether the show comes back or not, I've kind of thought like maybe turning the show into just me talking about like entertainment news, talking about upcoming movies, things like that. But I don't really pay attention to or really care about that. It's so rare that I would talk about that stuff on that show. So I don't know. For now, it's ended. And if I change my mind later on, I could clearly always bring it back. I did a episode this week just kind of letting everybody know that I'm taking a mental health break from that show because it really just generates hate, and I don't need to be I don't need to be putting effort into a show that it requires almost the most effort out of everything to do the research, to do the research, the stories, to get all the things prepped. Doing three separate it really required the most work out of every show, every podcast that I do, and it's the one show that produces by far the most hate. So it's like, I don't need to be putting effort into that. I'd rather, and it doesn't excite me. Like the feeling I get from venting on these topics isn't enough to overcome the massive amounts of hate that I get in response to it. So literally for mental health reasons, I'm taking a break from doing Swipe Up. Right. But everything else, like, I still obviously love movies. Like, even if I stopped podcasting, I would still be watching movies like crazy. I really love doing top five because it forces me to watch movies by directors and categories in a way. Like, I really enjoy doing top five. I really enjoy talking about movies and reviewing movies. So everything else, all of those other things are fine. Obviously, this show is the easiest for me to do because I'm just talking about my week. And then as far as Tuesday's episodes where I do the recaps, I'm just taking a break on that because there's all the shows that I'm waiting to come back, the writer's strike, and I have ideas that I talked about previously, doing some miniseries, talking about miniseries, recapping miniseries that are out there, which I still might do, but I'm just taking a break. Like, after I came to the conclusion that I wasn't going to, like, when I was prepping yesterday, Saturday, as I record this Sunday, I prep all of the episodes. When I made the decision that I wasn't going to do Swipe Up, it really felt like a weight was lifted. Like, the prep for everything was a lot easier in general. Just not having to look through what stories I'm going to talk about and just thinking about just what negativity that's going to churn up when I put it out. Like, it really felt good knowing that I wasn't going to do Swipe Up this week. So hopefully that will. And it's like, I feel kind of like burnt out. So I think just not stopping to do the show, but kind of cutting things out of, like, I don't need to be producing an episode every week. Having to do all of the episode recaps and how that all stacked up really kind of burnt me out. And it feels good to kind of take the break and just to focus on movie reviews and all that stuff. So hopefully that will help with my overall mental health, because I have been pretty depressed this week. Haven't had any energy to do, like, I've really not wanted to do anything. The fact that the recording this today is really the fastest, I'll be done earlier than I would have been done in, like, years, it feels like. I'm excited that I won't have to do as much. Because I just need to, I don't know, I'm just really tired. I'm really tired, and, you know, and just the life is tough. Right? Life is tough. When I get to the point where I'm like, what is the point? Why am I doing all this work when it seems like very little to nobody really cares? And even more than that, why am I doing all this work and all I get in return is some of the most hateful people commenting on it? It's like, that's not what I want to be putting effort into. Right? Like, I could quit doing this show and just focus on my art. It would open up so much more time for me to do other things to try and make money. I could literally start a whole nother business just to try and make money. But I still like podcasting. I still like doing this stuff. I want to be able to, like, this is still a viable way for me to make money, potentially. Whether it's through ads on YouTube, whether it's through growing the audience to finally get ads to sponsor, or just whatever it is. I don't feel like it will help me to quit podcasting, but kind of scaling things back and letting me breathe a little bit, I think that will help. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how my mental health goes. Hopefully it will swing back. Hopefully this is like the worst week. And next week I can just relax a little bit more, knowing I don't have to do as much work. You know, maybe that'll be nice. Relax a little bit. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next week. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about, are you a fan of art, movies, and all things entertainment? Then you need to check out youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Our page is jam-packed with all kinds of great content, including making of videos of the many faces and ongoing art series of abstract ink paintings. But that's not all. We also feature daily episodes from The Ray Taylor Show, a podcast that brings you movie reviews, TV show reviews, episode recaps, opinions on news and entertainment, and much more. There's also a weekly diary and top 5 movie rankings of a variety of categories. And if that wasn't enough, we've also got how-to videos covering all kinds of topics. So why wait? Head on over to youtube.com/inspireddisorder and start exploring the amazing content we have to offer. And now back to the show. Those have been the week. I do want to share, as always, at the end of every episode, share something that I'm thankful for. And, you know, I figured I would do something that is, it's kind of sad that even in America, there are places that don't have access to just the basic human rights, things that are necessary for life. So this week I am thankful for clean water. It essential source, right? People take for granted our daily lives amidst the hustle and bustle. It's easy to overlook the simple marvel that is clean water, right? We can just turn on the tap and there it is, freely flowing, readily available. In some places, it's amazing that there are places in the United States, one of the richest countries in the world, if not the one of the richest countries in the world, there are places where you cannot drink the water. There are places where people do not have clean drinking water in this country. And they are places that, like, really don't seem to want to do anything to change that, whether it's like Flint, Michigan, or Mississippi more recently. I mean, you have the thing with Brett Favre getting millions of dollars from the poorest people, the money meant for the poor people of Mississippi to build a volleyball court, and nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. Meanwhile, people justify a shoplifter being killed at a Walgreens. We are living in insane times. Like, there are people in Mississippi that don't have clean drinking water, yet this rich former NFL player is getting literally money that is meant for poor people to build a volleyball. It is insane, and nothing happens to him. And he doesn't have any moral conflict with it. Like, we haven't heard of a story of Brett Favre killing himself because he stole millions of dollars from some of the poorest people in this country. Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. The politicians that are in Mississippi that clearly would rather give their money to a rich NFL player than to the poor people who are struggling to survive, who don't even have clean drinking water. Like, there's some massive moral issues with the politicians and rich people in this country. And it's sad that drinking water, it's not, we don't live in a third world country. We're one of the richest countries, and we don't have clean drinking water everywhere. Right? Clean drinking water, a lifeline, a source of nourishment, a gateway to good health. It quenches your thirst, hydrates your body, keeps it functioning at its best, right? This elixir fuels our body's activities, fuels our growth, and fuels our aspirations. Yet, as we turn the faucet, let's pause next time we turn on the faucet. Let's pause for a moment and reflect on the countless individuals who walk miles each day bearing heavy containers in search of water that may not even be safe to drink, right? Let's think about the communities where waterborne diseases are a constant threat, robbing them from their vitality, burdening them with preventable suffering. Clean water is a gift that we should be profoundly grateful for. It brings us a sense of security, knowing that with a simple twist of the tap, we have access to this precious resource. It allows us to maintain personal hygiene, keep our homes clean, and provides a safe environment for our families. Moreover, clean water is a foundation for progress and prosperity. It enables agriculture, sustains crops and feeding nations. It fuels industries, powering innovations and economic growth. It supports education, as a child no longer needs to trek a long distance to fetch water, but instead can focus on their studies and their dreams. Right? So let's express our gratitude for the abundance of clean water in our lives. Let's cherish every drop that we have available, recognizing it is a blessing that deserves our care and stewardship. By appreciating this fundamental resource, we can strive to protect it, promote equitable access to it, and to ensure its availability for generations to come. Clean water is not just a convenience, it's a fundamental right, it's a source of life, and a cause for deep appreciation. Let us be thankful for the privilege of having clean water, and let that gratitude inspire us to work towards a world where everyone can share in this basic necessity. So this week, I am thankful for clean water. Upcoming events. August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., I will be participating in a group art show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. It is the Flat Black Gallery is in the Palm Desert Mall, on the backside of the mall by the theater that is closed down. It's also an art supply place, but they have, and I think also a tattoo shop. But they have a gallery there that I will be participating in. I have one piece of artwork in a group show of many artists. I will be attending, obviously, August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. I will be there to not only meet the other artists, but to meet anybody that shows up to come by and see the artwork, collect artwork, purchase artwork, support artists. I have gotten a few details, obviously got accepted, found out the times and date, kind of was able to connect with the other artists that are going to be participating, finding out that, you know, each person will be supplying one piece to the event. So me trying to figure out which piece of artwork out of 2,200 paintings that I've done, I have to choose one. And I might try and I might do some new larger pieces. Since the majority of pieces that I've been doing are smaller, anywhere from 9 by 12 to 4 by 6. So I'd like to go back and see what my style looks like, my new kind of evolved style looks like on a larger scale. So that's what I think we'll be doing. Obviously, I'll have it framed and looking good and all that stuff. So upcoming event, August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., I will be at the group art show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. You can check out all of my upcoming live and local events over at inspireddisorder.com/events with all of the details on everything that I'm doing, whether it's live in person or online. I will have them there at inspireddisorder.com/events. And I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week, next Saturday, for another episode of Ray's Days. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.